Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Hayda. Thank you for joining me today. This is episode number 208. I hope everyone is doing well, surviving the heat here in Oklahoma and many parts of the United States. It's been brutally hot. And I know that's true for many of the listeners in other countries as well. I'm going to read just one poem on this program. Today, it's a new poem I've just written, and I hope that you can find something to identify with or take comfort in or find some piece of inspiration from it. The title of the poem is Lines Composed by Lantern Light. How sadness falls like summer sky, retreating into the faraway dark. Only two or three fireflies, but plenty of gnats follow my pen with silhouette and shadow as companions. And a reflective brain, this super animal that is aware of everything, aware of too much for comfort. The tired body seeks rest to calm itself despite the heat of late July. Scorched emotions tattered like a roof pummeled by hailstones, and the worry that creeps in at night creaks like worn pipes, the slow, awkward turn of a windmill no longer new. Knowing everything is the curse that keeps us mortal. Knowing is the call to maintenance, to sustenance, to endurance, if we can find courage enough to think it through, courage enough to not give up, though senses are frayed, knotted like useless twine. This is life, to once again unravel, to sort the loose ends, reaffirm a sliver of hope. Remember the stars and the songbirds returning at first light, refuse to ignore the song of the universe, the frogs and crickets, the cicadas, and yes, even gnats. Those stooped, feel that upward pull that makes us more than men. Forgive the offender. Walk the dusty fields of the dying. Sleep through dark sadness. This is life's burden, to remain true to what we know, believing that deep source of life springing in some faraway, overlooked canyon where only faith can imagine. To resist ignorance, to move despite pain, to count the cost but not let the deficit determine your worth. Live even as we are dying, and in dying leave something behind, a seed or two that may yet generate into something we may never see. It is not the hope of martyrs of which I sing. No, it is far too ordinary for fame or fortune. It is the rising at daybreak, stretching the body, stimulating the mind, seeking the soul, starting over, aware that even in loss, something precious may be gained. So that's a new writing that I have just composed. I hope that it has some value for you. Thank you for listening to it. Thank you for listening to this program. There are now 208 episodes posted, and I welcome you to visit those 208 episodes at your convenience. Thank you for subscribing to the program, for sharing the program, and passing it along. I'm also happy to announce that my latest collection of poetry titled Come Before Winter has just been released from Turning Plow Press. And it's a lovely cover on the book, a book I'm really happy with. And if you're interested in looking at it, getting a copy of it, you can go to my website, kenhayda.org. Until next time, I'm Ken Hayda with the Sunday Poems.